Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I want to know when this Jimmy Butler staircase is going to end. Because I keep climbing. I keep finding a new level of appreciation and a new level of respect. And sure, some of that is because he now wears the jersey for which I root. I'm mature enough to notice that. But at the same time, like, I didn't know a lot of this about Jimmy Butler. I watch a ton of hoops, and I know how great of a player he is. I didn't know this. I didn't know he was this self-aware. I didn't know he was this thoughtful. I didn't know, and I mean that as a basketball player. I don't know if he sends thank you notes to people, but like even the way he's picked a different angle with each teammate, right? Steph, there's the ultimate respect. You're Batman. Draymond, there's almost like a, hey man, you and me are kind of on the same level. We're going to be the tough guys on this team. Buddy, you're going to be over here and we're going to do nothing but make fun of each other the whole time, every time, no matter what. We're going to make it sound like we hate each other even though we love each other. Quentin Post, that's my little rookie over there. That's my guy. That's my crazy man. I like Quentin. He's selected a different angle with each player, which is unbelievable leadership. Incredible leadership.
In 2 months.
In 2 months.
Right.
And they've lost 9 basketball games since he got here. I don't know, man. I don't, like, I did not expect this from Jimmy Butler. He is so well-rounded with everything that he's doing for this team.
And the point you make is an interesting one because, you know, you watch a lot of, especially college basketball players, where you all have your handshake with each person and all the rest of it. And that's kind of what Jimmy Butler's brought to this team where, you mentioned it, he's got his own relationship with each individual player, and it's only been 2 months. And it's like each of these guys kind of has their own thing with Jimmy, and maybe it's not a secret handshake that they all have and you know when they go to the bench, but Jimmy Butler is a guy who has that respect from the young guys, and he's got the respect from the old guys, and he came in, and he's just doing his thing, but he made it so that everybody wants to fit in with him.
And he played through such pain.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so clear how much pain he was in.
Especially the first 3 quarters. Oh. And then somehow he was able to get through it.
And whether it's been bad or even just a mild one, we've all done that. We've all landed on the tailbone.
Oh.
And it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. And so every step he took last night, it was like we all felt it. We all felt that. And you're just like, oh, man. But for him to power through that and be the team's leading scorer and hit all the free throws and make all the heady plays down the stretch and sky through the air like he was Giannis for the ending rebound.
Right?
I don't know, man. Wow. Wow. He has just wowed me since he's gotten here. We'd love to hear your experience. How'd you take this one in? And what was your stress level like during the game? Let's go to Zia in San Ramon. Hey, Zia, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Thanks for having me on. Big fan. Stress level was paramount, as you can imagine. But I think, you know, midway through, I had this realization where I realized, you know, that this is actually the best matchup for us to have early on not because of the reasons most people say, oh, the Rockets are an easier matchup than the, you know, Lakers or anybody else like that, but because I think the physicality that they bring and the way that they face card Steph and they double and triple team him and the way that they run their two big man offense or rather defense, it makes it so that we've had to get really creative, and it's a grit and grind environment for us as a team to score. And I think what I realized at that point, I was thinking to myself, the way that this physicality is and the intensity is here, the future series that we may find ourselves in and we will find ourselves in, I just think that they're going to come a lot more easier. There's going to be a lot more motion and fluidity for Steph and for the team to get going compared to this series. So the stress level during the game was absolutely sky high. But at some point there was this realization that it's not that this is the hardest it's going to get, but I think this is the most physical that it's going to be right now, and I think we're going to see better offense going forward.
Zia, thanks for the call. It's an interesting point. I don't know, though, if that's actually the case. I know it feels that way. We're in it right now if you're a Warrior fan, and therefore you look at this and you're mad at the Rockets, and you're like, boy, these cheap shots, and they're getting under your skin, and the physicality is out of control, right? All the other series feel that way about themselves, too. Chris Finch has literally actually been the one, and that's the head coach of Minnesota, who right now, the most likely scenario, has the Timberwolves and Warriors playing next, if both of them can get one more win. They both play tomorrow night with an opportunity to do it on the road. But Finch is literally the one who has publicly stated, dude, we got to do something about the physicality in these playoffs. It's too much. And what's sort of coincidental or ironic is he coaches the team that after game one against the Lakers, J.J. Redick came out and went, we were not ready for the physicality that Minnesota had. The Knicks and Pistons are literally brawling with one another. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis have all been assaulted by the Orlando Magic in a series that they're kind of cruising through. So I know right now we think this is as physical as it gets. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know that it might just be this way the whole way, which is, if you're the older team, is a fearful proposition.
Well, I think it's more about being the smaller team that makes it a little bit more difficult because, you know, Jimmy is 6'5 and Draymond is 6'6 and Pods is 6'3 and so is Steph maybe. And so GP2 is 6'3. You've got a really small team compared to what Minnesota would possibly bring. And, you know, Minnesota's got so much more size with Naz Reid and Rudy Gobert and the rest of it. So I do think that part of the physicality comes from the perceived lack of size here.
Let's keep going. 888-957-9570. Spencer in Oakland is next. Hi, Spencer. Thanks for the call.
Hey, folks. Thank you for taking my call. The other day I called in after a loss, and, you know, we had a lot of folks calling in that were pretty upset, and, you know, somebody didn't get minutes last night. I won't say the name, but I don't hear anybody complaining today. And I will just say that my stress level last night was through the roof. I mean, for sure, we needed that game. You don't want to go back tied 2-2.
Yep.
You don't want to give up the advantage that you took when you won game one. And what I will say about the physicality is I do feel like the refs as a group, you know, league-wide, are allowing things to be more physical than we've seen in recent years past. And I'm not necessarily against it. And I really like what I saw from Quentin Post last night. You know, when somebody's on the floor, he came up and just kind of brushed off the Rockets player, kind of pushed him back, helped up his guy, really kind of getting in the middle of things as your 7-footer should. And I think we have a couple guys like that with Loon and Quentin Post that, you know, if a forearm shiver is required, a forearm shiver can be given. I'm not saying anybody should ever hurt anybody, but the physicality, if this is the way the league wants it now.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Now, we have folks on our team that can hang, and I'm glad that Draymond did not get another tech. I'm glad that kick was not called, although I think the first technical was definitely based on reputation. And I really look forward to them going and just finish this thing out on the road, take it from them, and come home and get that nice rest for Jimmy and Steph and let them be fresh next series.
That'd be great.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Spencer, thanks for making it. That'd be great if they could do this tomorrow night. It's going to be hard.
It will be hard.
It's going to be very hard.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you would get the rest that you think. And Tim Kawakami actually had a great comment on this, where if you have all these series that are ending early,
yeah,
like you and I talked about yesterday, how many series will go six or more? And I said maybe one.
The East might be done tonight.
Correct.
Yeah.
You've got all that's going to be done. And if Minnesota wins and the Warriors win, well, the only one that would be more than six would be the Clippers in Denver. Six or more would be that. So if Minnesota and the Warriors both win tomorrow, memo to Warrior fans, that series starts this weekend.
Yes. Not Friday, though.
No.
You would get multiple days off. I don't know if it'd be Saturday or Sunday, but yes, they will.
That's the point,
the TV stations need the games.
Correct.
And so they're not going to just let everybody sit
but
there.
But if the Lakers and Rockets both win tomorrow, then that series probably won't start until Monday or Tuesday.
Correct. But yeah, then I'd also say the idea of the Warriors and Wolves both winning on the road tomorrow, they're both underdogs. Improbable. So we'll see. Yeah, I agree with you. Your ideal scenario is Warriors win and Lakers win. So you should be a Laker fan tomorrow night.
Right.
And so that series has got to keep going, because that will earn. That's how you would actually earn optimum rest. So we'll see. We'll see.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects to
strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.